on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I hope you guys are enjoying all of these Just Got Back conversations that I'm talking with people that I met on my Alaska cruise. So coming up next is Tanya Parker. She has a blog called Single Mom Chic Life. And I'm telling you, she's very chic. So I want you to listen to my conversation with Tanya Parker.
So I am a school counselor by trade. I'm actually the director of school counseling at my high school, and I have wonderful counselors that I work with there. So I do that by day and by night. I like to do kind of be an influencer extraordinaire and work on my blog and work with single moms.
Now, is your blog about single moms, or what is your blog about?
It's kind of about, it's funny because even before becoming an OMAG insider or any of that, I kind of always said that I wanted my blog to read like an Oprah magazine. So I wanted it to be a little bit of life advice, a little bit of fashion, that kind of thing, and a little bit of beauty. So it's kind of a mix of all things, but it's really just about kind of taking care of yourself, about self-care. I have a special emphasis on single moms, but it's really for any mom or any woman. I have women that don't have children at all that read and enjoy the blog.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it sounds like really something that really anyone could benefit from, some of the advice and the tips that you provide on your blog.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me, though, a little bit about why you decided to become an OMAG insider.
Oh, my goodness. So I've been a fan of Oprah for quite some time, and I've loved the magazine since the very, very first edition. So when I saw it in the magazine, it asked for people to apply, and I kind of didn't really think I'd get chosen, just because you think, you know, you apply for things and you think so many people are going to apply, and so many people did. But I thought that what I was doing with the blog was pretty important, and so I wanted to be able to share that with the world a little bit. So that's why I applied.
Well, I think that's a fantastic reason to apply. I mean, I think all of us that are the OMAG insiders, I think we all love Oprah and have been fans since her very first TV show.
Absolutely.
So I've kind of been hanging in there with her through the TV show, now the magazine, and also to her TV station as well. I love that as well. Big Queen Sugar fan.
Yes, I love that show. It's amazing. I liked Greenleaf as well, but I'm really getting into Queen Sugar now, so it's been great.
Yeah.
And I'm also a Super Soul Sunday person. I love watching the inspirational talks on Super Soul Sunday.
Have you found any of the particular Super Soul Sunday speakers, or have you found any of them to be a particular one that you resonate toward or that inspire you the most?
I've been inspired by all of them, but I will say that Sheryl Sandberg and her Option B is probably the one that resonates with me most right now, just because I'm also kind of going through the grieving process. I lost my father in March and was very close to him, and so listening to her talk about, you know, moving on and the grieving process and how to interact with people through that has been really helpful to me.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear about your father passing.
Thank you. It's actually one of the main reasons that I'm on the cruise, though. You know, I do a lot of talk about taking care of yourself and, you know, making sure that you put on your own mask first, and I haven't been able to do that for the last few months. So it was an opportunity for me to say, let me just kind of take some time for myself and to regroup, and this has been amazing.
So has there been that, as Oprah says, that aha moment here on the cruise?
I think I've had several. I mean, I think it started with Angela Davis's speech. That was fantastic. There were just so many things that she said that resonated. And then moving on to just Oprah's speech herself was wonderful. And it's funny because I expected it to be great, of course, because it's Oprah, but it was better than I imagined. And I think it's because she talked more about her life. And I've never really heard her do that. It's typically she's interviewing someone else, but to just kind of hear her, you know, tell her story was pretty amazing, too.
I really felt that was a highlight for me as well. And I really enjoyed the part where Gail was interviewing her, and just their interaction and the dynamics between the two of them is just really special to see that friendship. Because I'm actually on the cruise with one of my best friends, and just to see their friendship really kind of made me feel real special about mine as well.
Absolutely. It was just so beautiful. I think everybody should have a Gail.
That's right. That's right. And an Oprah, too.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. Let's switch back over, though, to your blog. So tell me some of the things that you tell people about making sure that they're taking care of themselves, because that is really important, especially for women, because so often we really put everyone else first in making sure that everyone is taken care of, and then it's like, oh, me.
Right.
What about
exactly.
me?
Exactly. And so one of the reasons that I did it for single moms in particular is because I think all women have a hard time with that, because I think that women are kind of praised with being selfless. It's kind of something that we want to aspire to. And I don't know that that's necessarily always a good thing. I mean, we certainly don't want to be selfish, but there needs to be some sort of middle ground, and it shouldn't be you completely giving of yourself all the time and not taking care of yourself. So one of the things I stress is like health and wellness, you know, exercising, eating well, and just kind of taking time for yourself to do small things, like whether it's just to go and pick up a tube of lipstick. And it's so funny because I talk about lipstick a lot, but speaking of the Super Soul thing, I can't even remember her name, but it was a session on Super Soul, and she was saying that she did a lot of work with women who were in the middle of war. And she mentioned that one of the things that she would ask was, you know, what can I get you? What can I do for you? And the women would always say that they wanted lipstick. And she was like, lipstick? Like, there's a war going on. Why would you want something like that? And she said, because it's the smallest thing that we can have that makes us feel beautiful. Mm. And I think that that resonated with me, because as a single mom, there were times when I was in graduate school where I didn't have, you know, a whole lot of money. And so, of course, I had to put my kids and their needs first, but we could go shopping and I might just get a nice lipstick. Yeah. So, yeah, I think doing those small things for yourself to make you feel good is just really important. So I think things like dressing well, I talk a lot about, you know, the clothing, and people, the nickname is single mom chic, because I'd like to be stylish. And so I think that's important, because I think you need to feel good. I think when you dress nicely, you feel better. And so even small things like that.
Well, absolutely. And I have to tell you that I think a lot of women, I don't think I'm alone in this, also think that, you know, even if you're going out to just go grocery shopping or to pick up the laundry, you just put that little bit of lipstick on and then you go. Yep. You don't need the mascara and the foundation and all the other stuff. Just a little bit of lipstick. I can put that baseball cap on and I'm ready to go.
Absolutely. And you feel like a million bucks. You know?
Like a million bucks. My lips are fine.
That's right. And then you're not avoiding people in the grocery store when you run into them. You actually want to say hello.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Lipstick. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. Now, tell me a little bit then about being a Chico's crew, because you mentioned you like being chic and stylish, and I love what you have on today. She has on this beautiful pantsuit that's blue and white striped. It's very nautical, looks really nice as we're sitting here and all the beautiful scenery that's passing by here on the cruise. So tell me a little bit about working with Chico's.
So that has been such a fun experience. First of all, the crew is fantastic. There are four of us, including yourself, and so getting to know everybody else has just been great. But they really have lovely clothing there. And I think sometimes people don't, especially, you know, I just turned 44 actually today. And so thank you. So I think that for some women who are maybe even a little younger than that, they may not necessarily shop at Chico's. And I tell you what, I have found some really super cute things. I think I've always loved their jewelry. Mm-hmm. Whenever I compliment a woman on their jewelry, they always tell me that it's from Chico's. So I've always kind of gone in there and browsed around and seen things, but I've really found some gems. So I've worn Chico's the entire cruise and I could not be happier. Yeah. And I saved this jumpsuit for my birthday because I was super excited.
But that's great. That's awesome. So do you do any work with any nonprofits or things like that to provide clothing maybe for those single moms that are really, really struggling, that maybe can't afford, say, a suit for a interview or anything like that? Do you do anything like that?
I actually think that that's a fantastic idea. I have not yet done that. Mm-hmm. My daughter and I actually used to own a consignment shop called Cashmere Closet. So we still have tons of clothing left over from that. We no longer have the store. She has her own store now. But yeah, that's a fantastic idea. It's definitely something that I'd like to look into. I've contacted Dress for Success a couple of times, but haven't got quite as involved with them as I would like to. So that would definitely be something that I'd like to do going forward.
Well, I can tell that you have a generous heart. I've enjoyed getting to know you here on the cruise, and I can see why you do what you do and wanting to help single moms. And single moms, you know, they need that little, you know, extra something to make sure that they are taking care of themselves and also setting that perfect image. Right. You know, I know that, you know, perfect isn't necessarily always what we want to, you know, try and be, but, you know, put that image out there because the kids are watching.
Absolutely.
And seeing how mom handles, you know, kind of handles herself.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I talk about even in my book and on the blog, is that, yes, this is an example. You're setting an example for your children of how to treat themselves. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I always try to keep in mind as well.
Now, I just heard you mention a book.
Yes, I do have a book. It's on Amazon. It's called Single Mom Chic. Again, for the nickname, and it's about seven different steps to help you live your best life and take care of yourself. It's all about self-care.
Well, that sounds great. So what about a website? Because I know folks are going to want to go and check you out. And you should, guys, because, hey, she's very chic.
Well, thank you. It's www.singlemomchiclife, and that's chic.com.
I tell you, she's amazing. So definitely check out her blog, Single Mom Chic Life. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. So check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com and go ahead and book that great vacation right here in Georgia. Back in a minute here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't.